mean? That's the phrase that I've been pondering over all this week, because it's a fairly unusual phrase, and yet it's also one that seems to loom pretty large for the Hebrew people. I mean, this is Moses telling them what to do once they get to the promised land. That's really what the book of Deuteronomy is all about, and it's not one probably that you gravitate towards in your daily Bible reading. And yet it's fascinating. I've often thought over the years you could sum up the book of Deuteronomy with two words: obey and remember. This is Moses. It's sort of Moses' last will and testament to the people. Remember, he's not going to enter the promised land with them. He's going to die there on the verge of the promised land. So he's trying to tell them how to live, how to orient themselves once they get to the promised land. Obey God and remember. Remember who you are. Remember where you've come from. Remember who has come with you. And so Moses says to the people, one of the things you should do in this promised land, which will be full of milk and honey and goodness, is bring your harvest, your first fruits, to God. And when you do it, say these words: my father was a wandering Aramaean. And then notice, retell essentially the story of the Exodus as you're offering these gifts. Remember who you are and where you've come from, and who has come with you. Now, I was starting to tell the children about where Aramean comes from. It's someone who is from the land of Aram, modern-day Syria. If you are curious, Aram was the son of Seth, one of the sons of Noah. Presumably, he settled there in what is now modern-day Syria. The wandering Aramean is most likely a reference to Jacob. See, Aram was the place that Rebekah is from, Isaac's wife, Jacob's mother. When they're looking for a wife for Isaac, Abraham says to his servant, go to my relatives who live in this place, Aram. Abraham has a relative there named Bethuel. It's Rebekah's father. And Rebekah has a brother named Laban. You may recognize that name. The servant goes, finds Rebekah. She comes back to Canaan and marries Isaac. Now, jump ahead a bit. You remember Jacob and Esau. You remember Jacob stealing the birthright from his older twin brother Esau. Once this happens and Esau wants to kill Jacob, Rebekah, Jacob's mother, says to him, go back to my relatives for a while until Esau cools down. There you will be safe. So Jacob goes to Aram. That's where Jacob falls in love and works for 7 years, is given the wrong wife, has to work another 7 years to finally marry Rachel. That all happens in Aram. Now Jacob finally comes back from his wanderings there, and it's his son Joseph who will lead the family to Egypt, which is where the whole story of the Exodus begins. So the people, generations later, as they are offering their gifts in this promised land that they finally have reached, are to remember who they are, where they have come from. My father was a wandering Aramean, and yet God has brought me here. It's in essence saying and being reminded, we're not from here. We're not from this good land. We're immigrants. God has brought us here. That's who we are. And so we read these words as we begin our time in the wilderness of Lent, as we wander a bit. We're reminded to reorient ourselves during this season. Who are we? Where are we from? None of us are from here originally, whether you take that literally or figuratively. Even if you are from a family of mountain folk that goes back 20 generations, you're not from here. Even if you have Native American blood, they probably didn't start here either. We're all wandering Arameans, came from somewhere else. This is not our land. As we journey through Lent, we're reminded that this world is not really our home. We're just wandering through it. We're not from here. We're not going to stay here. We're here temporarily. My father was a wandering Aramean. Think about where you are from. I might say my fathers were wandering Scotsmen and Englishmen and Germans, wandering Presbyterians and maybe a few heretical Methodists in there. Or maybe it was the Presbyterians who were heretical. I can never remember. Who are you? Where are you from? That's what Moses is telling the people to remember, to hold on to in the wilderness, even in the promised land. Remember who you are, where you come from. And most importantly, remember who has been wandering with you the whole time. The God who brought you out of Egypt. That's where the psalm comes in as well. Remember the God who is your refuge, your strength, the God who protects you, whom you can trust, who has led you from wherever you began to wherever you are right now. And remember that the journey is not over yet. The point of these readings, I think, as we begin the journey of Lent, is to say, don't get too comfortable. Don't think you are settled yet. Don't get too arrogant. We're all immigrants, literally and figuratively, on our journey, wandering through this life, but with God watching over us, protecting us, guiding us. We may not even be sure where we're headed, what's around the next corner, but we can be certain that whatever is around the next corner, God is there, and God will be with us. We're all wandering Arameans. All of this reminded me of one of my favorite prayers, and it seems a wonderful prayer to begin the journey of Lent. It's a prayer I know I've shared with you before. A wonderful prayer by Thomas Merton. Again, seems to me quite appropriate as we begin our journey of Lent together. My Lord God, I have no idea where I am going. I do not see the road ahead of me. I cannot know for certain where it will end. Nor do I really know myself. And the fact that I think I am following your will does not mean that I am actually doing so. But I believe that the desire to please you does, in fact, please you. And I hope I have that desire in all that I am doing. I hope that I will never do anything apart from that desire. And I know that if I do this, you will lead me by the right road, though I may know nothing about it. Therefore, I will always trust you, though I may seem to be lost and in the shadow of death. I will not fear, for you are ever with me, and you will never leave me to face my perils alone. Happy Lent. Happy wandering. Amen.